Good morning. Merry Christmas. Welcome to St. Mark's, another day where we get to remind ourselves of who Jesus is and what he did for us and praise God because of it. And this morning we have a very special service for you as the children are going to lead us in that message through story and song. A big welcome to all of you and especially to our visitors. Welcome to St. Mark's. There's a welcome center there. It's a half table, kind of curved table there in the lobby. Check it out afterwards. There's a gift for you there. And today, we're especially going to celebrate gifts from our God, especially one gift, as you'll see throughout the service. May God bless you this morning. May God bless your worship as we remember the Christmas gift from our God. As we make time to celebrate today what we believe to be the reason for peace and joy, we do so in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At Christmas time, our minds are filled with many enjoyable things.
But Jesus, our Christmas gift, gives us the greatest joy.
At Christmas time, we join together to sing songs of happiness.
But Jesus, our Christmas gift, is our source of happiness.
At Christmas time, we decorate our homes and offices with bright lights and candles.
But Jesus, our Christmas gift, is the true light that lights up our world.
At Christmas time, we love to visit with friends and family.
But Jesus, our Christmas gift, is our best and dearest friend.
At Christmas time, we set up Christmas trees as a sign of living joy.
But Jesus, our Christmas gift, is always alive in our hearts.
At Christmas time, we give and receive many wonderful gifts.
But Jesus will always be our greatest Christmas gift.
We pray. Dear Lord, how enjoyable it is for us to share this time of celebration as we give praise to you. You bless us at Christmas time with reasons to be filled with joy and happiness, to be with friends, to have hope and peace. All this is possible because you sent to earth the greatest Christmas gift, your Son, who came into this world as a baby. He came knowing one day he would sacrifice himself out of love for us. Your Christmas gift is truly indescribable. This morning we offer up our praise and thanks for this gift, and it is in the name of this gift, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
gifts. I don't imagine there is anyone here today who does not enjoy giving and receiving gifts. Gifts play a big part at Christmas time. Where would all the stores be without Christmas gifts? Where would all the wrapping paper printers be without Christmas gifts? Where would all the bow and ribbon manufacturers be without Christmas gifts? What would it be like if there were no gifts at Christmas at all? It's fun to get gifts, and it's even more fun to give them. We give gifts at birthdays, weddings, graduations, and other special events. Some people even give gifts for no reason at all.
Are there gifts in those boxes?
Yes, in a way we can call them gifts.
Are they Christmas gifts?
Yes, and today we'll take a look at them one by one as we learn about the best Christmas gift that was ever given.
To understand that, let me first tell you about the greatest gift ever given. We find the story about the gift right here in the Bible. From the very beginning to the very end of the Bible, we hear the story about God's very special Christmas gift.
What's inside the first box?
Let's see. This box contains the promised gift. It cannot be opened until later.
But why can't we open it?
We can't open it because it represents a gift that was coming in the future. People living in the Old Testament waited and waited for this gift, but they never got to see it. It all began when Adam and Eve lived in the beautiful Garden of Eden, but they sinned and went against God's command. Now they would die and be apart from God forever. But God wanted to bring his people back to himself, so he gave them the promise of his Christmas gift in Genesis 3, verse 15, when he said to them,
that was just the beginning of God's gift promises. Listen to what he told Abraham. Isaiah, notice how the hints of God's Christmas gift become more definite.
Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child, and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
Micah also wrote about the Christmas gift that was to come. Yes, God gave his people many gift promises over thousands of Old Testament years. He was setting the stage. He was getting his gift ready for the exact time and place. He was planning to give his Christmas gift to the world. That's why the gift couldn't be opened. It had to wait. Can you imagine how eager the people were to see this gift? Listen to what Paul wrote in Galatians 4, verse 5.
Thank you. The next box seems to have something white inside. It looks like it's made out of cloth. It looks like it's a wide, white ribbon.
What could it be?
This is the living gift. It is filled with swaddling cloths. Just after babies were born, they were washed in warm water and rubbed with salt and olive oil. The babies were wrapped in long strips of cloth called swaddling cloths. Usually the mother or another helper laid the child's legs together and held the arms while wrapping swaddling cloths around and around the baby's body. They felt this would keep the baby safe and warm and help it to grow strong and healthy. Mary wrapped the baby Jesus in swaddling cloths too.
May you love this story again. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went up there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Jesus is certainly the living gift. He was a living baby in Bethlehem, and he still is alive today, watching us and loving us every minute of every day.
Yeah.
A short time after Jesus was born, Mary and Joseph moved into a shelter somewhere in Bethlehem. It was while they were living there, they had the most unusual visit. God decided to announce his gift to the world by putting a very special star in the sky over the house of Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. It was this star that led some wise men from the east right to the house where Jesus was. When these wise men or magi saw the baby Jesus, they knelt before him just as they would bow before a mighty king, and they gave him three very interesting and precious gifts. Gold, incense, and myrrh. We hear about the Magi in Matthew 2.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born, King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him.
What wonderful gifts fit for a king, and how significant for us that these magi were the first Gentiles to bow before their Savior. Their gifts were very important, expensive gifts. Gold was a precious metal, and it certainly came in handy when Mary, Joseph, and Jesus had to flee to Egypt. Incense came from the trunk of a tree. It was a yellow substance that gave off a sweet fragrance when it was burned. Myrrh was a sticky substance from a thorny bush. It was used as an ointment and for embalming the dead. Isaiah mentioned these gifts when he wrote many years before Jesus was born.
Wasn't finished with his gift giving yet. The baby in the manger brought with him a very special gift for us. This box contains a large purple cloth. It's a purple robe. This robe shows us another part of God's Christmas gift. This robe shows us why Jesus came to live with us.
What was wrapped in a purple robe?
A purple robe was put on Jesus when he suffered and died to pay for your sins and my sins. Jesus' mission on earth was to preach and teach and lead a perfect life, fulfilling all of God's commands. His mission was also to die as payment for sin. This purple robe reminds us of the pain and suffering Jesus endured so we can go to heaven one day. Listen to what the Bible tells us about this robe in John 19.
Then Pilate took Jesus and had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, Pilate said to the people, "Here is the man." As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify! Crucify!"
And crucify him they did. Jesus suffered on the cross in our place. He died to take away all of the sins that we commit. And he did this out of love for us. In fact, that's why God gave us this Christmas gift, because he loves us so much. John 3:16 speaks of this love.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
seen God's Christmas gift. We have witnessed the people waiting many years for the gift. We have seen the gift sent to earth. We have seen the special gifts of thankfulness that people gave to Jesus, and we have seen that forgiveness of our sins and eternal life is the blessing of God's Christmas gift, planned since the beginning of time.
But there's still one lost left. What's in the last box?
There's only a sheet of paper in this box. It says,
God gave us his Christmas gift. Now we want to share it with you.
Please open the card you received this morning.
We now join together in prayer to our almighty and all-loving God. We pray. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of your Son, Jesus. We thank you for the gift of your gracious forgiveness through him. We thank you for the gift of faith that receives these gifts. And we thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit who strengthens that faith through your word. Forgive us for the times when we forget these gifts or neglect them. Keep us strong in your grace and guide us to eternal life with you. Give us the courage to share the message of this gift as boldly as the children have today. We also come to you especially for Pastor Robert Visser, Arla Jean Petrie, and Wayne Chapman, who are facing health challenges. You said in your word that we can ask anything, so we ask that you show mercy to them, all of them. Comfort them with your love shown in Jesus and give them the strength they need to be good examples of how your love can be evident even through the difficulties of this life. Strengthen the love of all married people, especially those newly married and those celebrating anniversaries. Motivated by word and sacrament, give them a rich love for each other and a continued dedication to be loving companions for each other. Continue to bless those who are celebrating birthdays as well. Give them the chance to see your grace on this special day and to show that same grace to everyone celebrating with them. These things we confidently pray in the name of Jesus Christ our Savior, who also taught us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Once again, good morning, everyone. On behalf of the entire St. Mark's staff and all of the children, we thank you for coming to worship with us, and we wish you a blessed Christmas. It was a privilege and a pleasure for our children to present this joyful message about God's Christmas gift to you today. This is a gift that God gave to us, to all of us, people of all ages, all races. God gave this Christmas gift so that we might be saved. And we truly hope that this Christmas joy fills your hearts throughout the season. We want to invite especially guests and visitors to come back sometime to St. Mark's. We have Advent worship services on Wednesday this week, the 19th, and supper in the gym at 5:30, followed by worship at 7 o'clock. And then next Sunday, worship services will be at the usual time, and those worship services are 8 o'clock and 10:45. Then there also are Christmas Eve services that you're invited to come to, 5 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and then Christmas Day at 10:30. Once again, God bless all of you. Have a Merry Christmas.